Hi guys, and welcome to video number 27. Now, I've just been training, right, so excuse the hair, excuse the clothes, I'm a bit stinky, right, but I'll get a shower in a bit, but I'm running behind on the video, so I thought I'd better do this one now. I'll probably do a few others as well, just so I can get a bit catch-up mode. I've been really, really busy. So the last video, we talked about wishes do come true, yeah, and it is very true. If you think about some of the things that you've had on your mind and you've wanted, and you've said, I really wish I could have that, sometimes it does just happen. Just like my beautiful lady walking through the door, yeah? With a Wonder Woman key ring, yeah? If you remember that video. So, you know, when you do make wishes, what you're doing is you're telling the universe what it is that you actually want in life, yeah? So when you know exactly what it is that you want, it's easy to receive it. And if you're grateful for it, then you get more of it, yeah? And on the reverse side, if you think about what you don't want all the time, you get delivered that as well, yeah? So it is just about recognizing those things, recognizing when they happen, recognizing what's going on in life, and understanding that the universe does deliver it to you. And I know it's all weird and probably new to you and stuff, and you can read The Secret or The Power and books like that, and you know, it is known that it is scientific that a lot of these things are just the way that the universe works, and attraction and chemistry and all that good stuff as well, yeah. So start making wishes, see if they come true, make sure you're grateful for them when they do, yeah. But today's video was about forgiving but not forgetting, yeah, because sometimes people do bad crap to us, don't they? Yeah, I've had loads of people do some seriously bad things to me, yeah? And you've only got a couple of options. You either let it eat you up inside, and you think about it all the time, and you know, you let it get you down, it becomes a major issue in your life, or you make a constant decision in your mind to say, it doesn't matter. I can't change it. I can't change them. I can't do anything about it. So why am I worrying about it? Is anything really that big that you have to worry about it? And don't get me wrong, right? There are extenuating circumstances where, you know, forgiveness is really hard. But let me give you an example, okay? So kind of when my ex left, kind of obviously I was very upset. You know, I obviously went through a very bad patch. And, you know, sometimes you can't forgive people for what they did in that sense. And I think when she left, you know, because she wanted to ride a horse all the time, you know, when she asked me to look after my daughter, I knew that it was because she wanted to ride a horse. So I kind of felt really bad and said, no, I'm not here to look after her while you're riding your horse. I'm here to be for her as my daughter. But since I met this new lady and I've been talking to her, she's even opened up my mind as well, to the point that, you know, it's not about that. It's not about how I feel about my ex. It's not about how I feel about myself in a situation. It's all about my daughter. And actually, if I get to spend a couple of hours extra a week with her, then that has to be a massive, massive bonus. But you know what? Sometimes we eat ourselves up with silly, silly things. We cut off our nose to spite our faces, you know, and we shouldn't do it. We should just move forward, keep smiling, keep be happy, make every day an adventure, because being unhappy is just all in our minds here, because it's in our total control of whether we become a victim of the situation or we move on from the situation. And if we move on, it's so much quicker to rebuild things, to have things that you want, to make things more exciting, to move forward. But when we're looking back and we're not forgiven, we're not forgetting, we're just going to be riddled with guilt or bad feelings all the time moving forward. And it's really important that we don't hold on to that stuff, because it just eats you up. Eat you up inside, makes you feel bad. You know, you wake up in the morning, you're thinking of stuff. You go to bed at night, you're thinking of stuff. Let go. Let it go. It's not important enough. Nothing is important enough to mess with your mind, to mess with your life, to mess everything up. Just be positive. So when people do stuff to you like that, just walk away. Walk away. And don't even have to see them again if you don't want to, either that or just work it out with them. Do you know what I mean? But don't ever make yourself feel bad about those situations. just get rid of them. Get rid of them. Get rid of them as quick as you can. Be positive, move on, keep smiling. Yeah, okay? So that's enough for that video, I think. But the next video is, let me have a look on my magic piece of paper, why money is important and what you can do to change your perspective of it. Okay? So I'll see you again in the next video. Take care. See you soon. Bye-bye.